This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We have a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. As you know, the world is turning and so is the Super Bowl. It's turn. It's come. It's gone. 2-20. Listen to this. 2-2-2020 yesterday. I think the last time it happened was 900 years ago or something like that. When, yeah, you know, 2-2, February 2nd, 2020. How many twos in that one? Think about it. 0-2-0-2-2-0-2-0. Get it? All right. Well, we've played the game. I had to do it. I absolutely had to do it because, you know, you just... With numbers do matter. Absolutely. Numbers do matter. Digital world abounds. Anyway, we've got the czar virus. We've got the coronavirus all over the place. And, of course, it's starting to spread and become a pandemic. For those of you that don't know what pandemic means, it means worldwide, widely spread, as opposed to endemic and epidemic and so on. Those are smaller reaches, if you will, smaller areas covered. But when a pandemic hits and starts to become a pandemic, we're actually seeing this rapid spread of this disease that's going around, emanating from China and now worldwide. It's starting to become very problematic in all these different nations. And, you know, you want to stay safe and you want to make sure that as people do get it, that they become isolated and isolate yourself. Obviously, washing your hands, keeping yourself clean, staying out of large public places and things like that seems to help. So you have to protect yourself and you have to protect your family. But this has become a very serious health matter worldwide. And, of course, it's taken a lot of recognition by a lot of people to kind of fess up that this is a condition that's actually here and we have to deal with it. Now, a lot of people say, well, there's really not a lot of mortality with it. When you say, you know, there are like 7 billion people, and you only have about 1,000 or 2,000 people that have died off from it. I mean, you can start to play those kind of numbers, but, you know, they are small numbers now, but they can be quite large. And, of course, it's about 100 years ago we had a huge viral spread, a pandemic worldwide, and millions lost their lives. So, again, we still did not know 100 years ago proper cleansing techniques or even a lot about virology. The masses did not even know what viruses were at the time. So these are the, in other words, if you don't know how a disease is spread, you know, see, we have the advantages now of strong, hard science, real science by real scientists, by the way, on how to keep yourself clean and about what viruses are. We know what viruses are. We know a lot about virology and how to stop the contagion. And that's what we need to be mindful for. So that's why I'm saying wash your hands, stay away from crowded places. If you feel tired and exhausted, drink a lot of fluids and stay warm and all that other good stuff. These are the things, you just basics that you have to follow to try and stop the spread of this disease. Okay, so we've got a lot of other things going on. The Second Amendment threat from the San Francisco Chronicle. They're out there doxing people, as well as some other channels of media outlets here in California. Just to let you know, so all of you legal, law-abiding citizens, they're trying to turn you into criminals, or at least dox you. This is the suspicion. Similar to what happened back in New York in 2012. Remember that whole thing? We had an organization, a news outlet, that decided to get all the names and addresses and numbers of all the people that had, you know, CCWs or guns, just guns. And, of course, they published it. And in fact, they put a map out as to where the location was of all the people who had guns, legal gun owners. And, of course, thieves were showing up and trying to get the guns out of the safes and things like that. But the worst thing that was not reported in that whole thing was that the thieves, the robbers, they had maps as to who did not have guns in their homes. You know, when you talk to law enforcement and you talk to, criminals, they'll tell you before they break into a house, their biggest dilemma is to come to the conclusion that the homeowner does not have a gun. And they'll spend hours casing a place to determine whether or not a homeowner has guns. So you got it. When the map was put out, the homeowners that did not have guns, guess what? Started getting robbed. But, you know, this thing with what's going on in California, though, is much more sinister. And, of course, we know that. We know that you cannot trust any of the media outlets out here. First, certainly not the communist San Francisco Chronicle. There I said it. They are completely in bed. It's an orgy that goes on between the California State Legislature and the San Francisco Chronicle. They are not a straight-up. They're a communist organization. I mean, if they weren't a communist organization, they would have held to account a lot of people, right? Like Jerry Brown. There's one right there. El Presidente, Commander-in-Chief, Jerry Brown, and Gavin Newsom. And they certainly would have held. What about the DA that's in there now? Bill Ayers' adopted son. What could possibly go wrong about the district attorney in San Francisco? See, if they had been legitimate news, they would have run those people out. But they're not. And, of course, they've got them in. And they said, hey, we just love our little communists. Yeah, so sweetheart deal from the communist San Francisco Chronicle. Trying to out now. Going to various counties trying to out lawful gun owners with CCWs. Yeah, they're trying to do that now. So we're going to be talking about that one. Oroville Dam, of course, safety plans delayed. This is called Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire for the Department of Water Resources and other organizations that are involved with the Oroville Dam. We'll talk about that. I just, you know, we have to get these things off of our chest, if you know what I mean, because there's a lot of people's lives that are at stake here. It's kind of interesting. It's almost laughable with the Oroville Dam. There's no safety plans that the public knows about. And they paid, I don't know how much, they have this huge office of safety, OES, Emergency Safety Office, or whatever it's called. Shocking. Anyway, they have this multi-billion dollar operation that goes on, and it's an organization in which nobody does anything. Are you shocked by that, right? It has absolutely nothing to do, because it does nothing. Department of Water Resources and Office of Emergency Services. There you go. That's a bundle. You would think that if they're going to have emergency evacuation plans around dams that are in danger, you would have the plans up, right? Well, they don't have plans up. They don't have plans out. They don't have plans anywhere. No, we're just all supposed to die on the road, almost like they did, February, what was it, 12th, 2017. Just let them die. Come on. We take our money. We got our retirement. We're good to go at the Office of Emergency Services because we could care less about the public. But listen, this is California, right? It's okay. Lawlessness can prevail in California. Sure, it's California after all. We don't need no stinking laws out here. I mean, we want to murder someone? Let's murder them. Murder them good. I don't know, some sort of drive-by this morning on a bus. More criminal behavior. What about MS-13? What are they doing in California? We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, and the latest that we have right now, multiple people shot on Greyhound bus in California. And, of course, this is in the Labeck area, if you're not familiar with the Labeck. It's just south of Bakersfield, California, Interstate 5. And this is what we have. It says multiple people were injured early Monday in a shooting on a Greyhound bus in California. The California Highway Patrol said Fort Tejon, CHP spokesman, Rich Anthes, couldn't confirm to news outlets the number of victims or their conditions, but the agency said the shooter was a passenger on the bus. There you go. The bus was heading north on Interstate 5, Anthes said, and further details weren't immediately released. So apparently, to give you the lay of the land here, they must have been in the Grapevine. Now, the Grapevine is the Tejon, it's called the Tejon Pass. And it's T-E-J-O-N Pass, Tejon Pass. And that's the so-called Grapevine that everybody talks about. You know, it emanates from the valley floor, San Fernando Valley floor, and comes out on, of course, the valley floor, the Central Valley floor, just south of Bakersfield. And where it comes out to at is actually Labeck in that area. And in that area, there's a huge area, because I drive this all the time. You know, been driving it for years. But this area has all these big, fueling stations and, way stations and things like that. It's sort of a pivotal point. So they must have been coming down. The bus driver must have been, this must have been absolutely hair-raising if there was shooting going on as he's coming down this huge grade on the Grapevine, coming down the valley, coming down into the valley, and he finally pulls over. Says that the Kern County Sheriff's and Fire Departments responded to the scene near Labeck in Kern County, north of Los Angeles, south of Bakersfield, according to news outlets. And photos from the scene show the bus parked at a Valero gas station at the base of the Grapevine section of the freeway. And, of course, I know exactly where that's at. That's where I usually stop, is that Valero gas station. So this is a big, huge fueling area in Labeck, and this is where the bus ended up. It must have been unbelievable to have shots being fired at the bus driver, keeping it together. Give credit to him that there were no further. So they obviously subdued the shooter somehow. That's yet to be told. That's all we know. This is coming from Fox Business. Fox Business, not from anybody else, which is kind of interesting. They usually, of all the units in Fox, it's the business unit, I think, is the very best one. That's my opinion. You know, I got some issues with some of the people in, the regular Fox News cycle, if you know what I mean. I know, because I get these notes from you guys. What about Fox this, Fox that? Well, there are ways to handle those people. You know, it's kind of interesting. We had the acquittal of Donald J. Trump, of course. Did we talk about that? Yeah, that's kind of, not the acquittal. I'm sorry, we haven't had the acquittal, but we did have the vote, right? We did have the vote. The proper people said no. It was 49-51. 49-51 was the vote. And that was Friday. Everybody thought there was going to be a further follow-up on that, and there was going to be acquittal. But I think the senators and Mitch McCollum said, no, we're going to wait. So now they wait, and today they're going to have arguments again for final acquittal, or what to do next on the article. So the discussions are going to be, there's two articles of impeachment. They're going to have the discussion on that. That's going to be voted down, of course, each one of those. the probability is the vote's going to be 51-49. And, of course, that's going to please the president. And then by Wednesday, there's going to be the State of the Union tomorrow night. You see how this all plays out. The State of the Union tomorrow night. And then final acquittal will be Wednesday, it looks like. They'll have a vote for acquittal Wednesday. That's kind of the plan. Maybe Thursday, I don't know. But, you know, they know they don't have the votes. Now, this is the other thing, too, is that already the question about the Chief Justice and what's going on with the Chief Justice, and does he have a vote? He has a vote. But this Chief Justice is very concerned, and thank goodness that he is, very concerned with the notion that there's got to be separation of powers. Yet there's co-equal branches, and he's got to be mindful and respectful of the legislative branch, and that he does not extend his influence as the Chief Justice into the legislative branch. That's the way the Founding Fathers wanted it. They did not want the influence of the judiciary on the legislature, or the legislature on the judiciary, or the presidency on or the executive on any one of them, and so on. They all are co-equal branches of government. And yeah, they have checks on each other. And that's the way it should be. One should be checking for the other, and the other one should not be, basically influencing the other. That's the way it is. That way, power sharing rather than power grabbing is emphasized. That's what the Founding Fathers wanted. And they wanted the same with the bicameral legislature. The whole idea behind the bicameral legislature is power sharing, not power grabbing. Power grabbing, of course, is a dictatorship. So you saw what happened with the House of Representatives, because they have, you know, they are the large party, I guess you'd say the majority party, large party. I was going to say party, large in charge. They have the majority, and of course they've exercised, because they are in charge, that they are dictators, of course. They made that very, very clear. We're in charge because we're the dictators. And they've taken that attitude. So when they take that attitude, that's not a good thing. And what you have is you have this system now where they are ignoring all the rules of the game on how to behave as members of the House. There's a dictatorship that has been established. And this is what the Founding Fathers came up with a bicameral legislature to protect against, was the dictatorship. So you have the dictatorship of the House. You've seen it play out now. They've come up with baseless charges. There's no there. There's no evidence on anything. 3 years of basically trying to reverse the election in 2016 and trying to stop Donald Trump, and certainly stop him before the next election. And look, they were going for the 1-2 punch on the president. They're going to see if they could get him impeached, get him convicted, and then that would ban him from the 2020 election. So we get a twofer out of that. That's called a dictatorship when that starts to happen, and that's exactly what the Founding Fathers did not want. And, of course, it's exactly what Mitch McConnell set up to stop. He should, and he did. He's not going to have the influences like of a kangaroo court on the Senate side, and he didn't. And so, of course, they're screaming and yelling, and that McConnell doesn't want to. And of course, that's just and more evidence. The more they scream and yell right now, is more evidence of them trying to run roughshod over the Senate, because they don't respect the rules of the Senate either. They don't respect the rules of the House, what makes you think they're going to respect the rules of the Senate? And if they don't respect the rules of the House and the Senate, what makes you think they respect the rules of the Constitution, period? Because they don't. That's pretty obvious. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We come up more about impeachment. We just can't leave it alone, right? Other than the fact that Donald J. Trump is still your president today. And when you wake up tomorrow, he's still going to be your president. That's a fact, Jack. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl. You know, the original Super Bowl, a lot of people don't know this or don't remember. Too young. But I remember the first Super Bowl. And it was Green Bay versus the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, remember, it used to be the American Football League and the National Football League. The two separate football leagues formed. And for years, in the developmental phases of the AFC, the American Football, AFL. Yeah, see, I got to think about AF. I'm going back years now. I think they started in 64, 60, 62, 61, 62. I think that's when they first started. I remember going to watch the Los Angeles Chargers at Wrigley Field in Los Angeles. Wow. I mean that. At Wrigley Field, it was a wooden baseball field that was converted to a football field, and that's where they played back in the day. That was my first experience with the AFL. As a kid, and I was going, wow, I love the helmets, you know, with the the lightning bolt. Wow, that was cool. That was back in the day before they had the full face masks on the helmets. Back in the day, we used to play Smash Mouth. We didn't play football. We played Smash Mouth. Yeah, sandlot football with, you know, leather helmets. I'm serious. I mean, that was, I mean, because, you know, this was the 50s and early 60s. And, you know, geez, in the 19, I don't think they came out with plastic helmets until the 60s. Maybe it was the 50s. Maybe it was the 50s. I grew up in the era of Sam Huff. You know, that the New York middle linebacker. I emulated it. I wanted him to be like a Sam Huff, you know. So it was really interesting. I met a guy who used to play football with Sam Huff. Finally, after all these years, I was a school administrator. I met this guy and I go, really? You knew Sam? Oh, yeah, I knew Sam Huff real well. And we talked about Sam Huff. That was my big hero. But I want to get back to the AFL. So the AFL comes along, and all of a sudden, pretty soon, you get the first Super Bowl. First Super Bowl, it's Kansas City from Missouri. Kansas City, same Kansas City from Missouri this time, that wins the Super Bowl. They got their butts kicked by, yes, the NFL team, which was the Green Bay Packers. Vince Lombardi. That's why the trophy is called the Lombardi Trophy. Get it? Shocking. For those of you that don't know what that trophy is called that they give to the winning team, it's called the Lombardi Trophy. Named after, you got it, Vince Lombardi. One of the all-time great coaches of modern-day football. And he was. Boy, I'll tell you. Football has been, I guess you'd say, attacked over the years. And, of course, you've heard me rave about this for years, that the destruction of youth athletics, especially football, American-style football, has been one of the preeminent things. Certainly, the destruction by the Obama administration, they took real aim on American-style football. And the promotion, of course, soccer, the internationalism form of athletics. And, of course, everybody was complaining. Remember, all the attacks on American-style football over the last 10 years, 10 to 15 years, the left has just been trying to destroy the American-style football. This has been something that's been going on for a long time, though. It's been going on for years, this attack on American-style football. Back when I was a school administrator, we saw it in the 80s and 90s. Big time. Especially if you were in any high-visibility program, which we had, I was very fortunate to be associated with it, too. Very, very high-visibility high school programs, national recognition, and so on, and very blessed with the students, the parents, and support, and so on. It was really quite a wonderful thing. Great way to build unity in the community. Ooh, I like that. Building unity in the community. I should be a community organizer. But again, it's an iconic sport in that there's so many things that are gleaned, and again, that's not taken away from American high school basketball, which I think is wonderful too, or American style high school wrestling. When everything is properly done for youth and they have a system to go into high school sports, it's a wonderful thing, not only for the individuals involved, but for the community, the school community, and so on. It's always been a wonderful thing. And many of our states still celebrate that, especially in the South, but in Southern California and California, which had been a hotbed for all that, it's not as widespread, nor is it as there's a diminishment that's gone on. There's fewer and fewer people playing basketball or football for a lot of different reasons. The big scare is, of course, concussions and that sort of thing. And I think a lot of that's very much overblown. A lot of it's overblown from the standpoint of this, guys, that if you want to stop concussions, stop telling kids to spear people, to use themselves as projectiles with their heads first. Dumb. That causes concussions. And you still see it a lot in the NFL, which is stupid. These people getting, they're going to get concussions. I guarantee there's going to be more concussions because they're not tackling properly. They're not blocking properly. They're using a point, the top of their head to run into people with. That's just nothing more than asking for concussions and death. I mean, there's no wonder to me why they've had so many concussions in the NFL, because these people haven't been coached right, or they've ignored the coaching because they feel that they can get a bigger bang out of smashing into somebody with their head first, which, you know, they've tried to stop that. But again, this all comes down to good coaching and safe coaching and proper techniques. But ignore that, right? They got it into the politics of things, and of course, destroying American-style football is something that would undermine, and clearly does undermine, our national defense. Oh, did I say that? Absolutely. If you want to go out and crush our national defense system, you have to start at all the legs that underpin our strong national defense system, and of course, American-style football. Hello? Think of all the strategery. Think of the positioning. Think of the game. Think of what happens during the game. It's all about, yeah, warfare. Clearly it is. And what American-style football does is it prepares our youth for war. How about that? It prepares it or defense. How about that? In other words, if we have to go into war, I'd rather have somebody who's known how to play football and all the things that go along with football, because it matches all the things that are necessary in warfare and good national defense. It's been a big part of our national defense for years, and it's going to continue to be, especially now with, I think we're going to see some real attitudes changing in the NFL. But congratulations, anyway, are in order for, I guess they didn't do it the first time, but they certainly did it this time. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. I guess Missouri is probably going to go nuts today. As they should. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Medicaid services.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, huh? I mean, it really is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm so pleased with everybody's actions, if you know what I mean. What to expect from the Senate floor. Here we go. This ought to be good. This is Laura Ingraham.
Earlier, I mentioned the NSC's letter to the attorney of John Bolton regarding his manuscript. Well, now, I want you to remember that the contents of Bolton's unpublished manuscript, they were leaked to the New York Times a few days ago, but according to an NSC lawyer, the manuscript appears to contain classified, perhaps even top secret information. Oh, that's all. Joining me now is White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne, in light of this, does the White House consider this a leak of classified information potentially?
Well, people should not be able to use classified information if that's what happened here, Laura. I've not seen the manuscript. I've not seen the book. I think if Adam Schiff and the managers are stuck quoting a book that we haven't seen and our lawyers are quoting the Constitution, we win, and this could be wrapped up by this weekend. I just can't believe how people are like ants on a sugar cube. Every time there's a new person, a new
shiny object, a new impeachment.
Thank you, new bombshell. You know what the bombshell interview with John Bolton was? It happened on August 29th. He gave an interview to a foreign. No, I think it's terrific because he basically talks about the calls that President Trump has had with President Zelensky.
Let's listen to it.
I will be meeting President Zelensky. He and President Trump have already spoken twice. President called to congratulate President Zelensky on his election and then on his success in the parliamentary election. They were very warm and cordial calls. We're hoping that they'll be able to meet in Warsaw and have a few minutes together.
We also have an interesting flashback from 2010 when John Bolton was talking about, well, sometimes you might need to lie for the sake of his view of national security.
Did you ever lie for your country?
I don't think so knowingly, but I certainly am able to spin things, and a good diplomat is able to spin things, just like American politicians.
You would lie in order to preserve the truth?
If I had to say something I knew was false to protect American national security, I would do it.
He would lie to preserve national security. Well, perhaps John Bolton thinks Donald Trump is a threat to national security, okay, and that's why he's going to spin what he spins now.
I was really struck by his August 29th interview. Why is that important? That's a full 5 weeks after the second Zelensky call that everybody is saying, oh, my God, that call. John Bolton's interview and Donald Trump's call with Vladimir Zelensky are very similar in this way. I don't hear the word aid, demand. I don't hear John Bolton talking about Biden or cooking up some drug deal. That all comes later after he's left the White House. And so, again, if people weren't sounding the alarms at the time, and the only people who seem to have done that, Laura, are people who disagree with the president about policy.
Vindman.
If you disagree with the president about policy in Ukraine and anywhere else, I have a great idea. Run for president, win, and then you can set the policy. I think that this entire impeachment in the Senate, I have to give a lot of credit to the White House's lawyers, the president's lawyers, for this reason. They look like lawyers in a courtroom. They actually are taking it very solemnly. And I thought today was great because you have senators asking questions. To me, that's far more important than witnesses. We heard from 17 witnesses. They were all Democratic witnesses. We are 0 for 17 in terms of being able to call witnesses. And that's why some of these senators, even those who are up for re-election this year in swing states, Laura, they're saying, I don't need to hear from the 18th, 19th, 20th witnesses. The Democrats blew it in the House, because their witnesses were a bunch of law professors and each other.
Well, Alan Dershowitz was up late tonight, one of the last people to speak.
Yes.
And he was talking about this phrase that they keep throwing out, nobody is above the law, and he kind of turned it on the Democrats.
Anything the House wants to do to impeach is impeachable. That's what's happened today. That places the House of Representatives above the law. We've heard much about no one's above the law. The House of Representatives is not above the law.
Yeah, I mean, they want to be able to call the president guilty of extortion, conspiring with the Russians. They were saying all this stuff, defaming the president. None of that was in the articles of impeachment.
They couldn't do it.
But they think they can do it with impunity because they have immunity, because they're saying it in the halls of Congress.
And the lawyers aren't doing that. The House managers are. I think it's a terrible mistake for the Democrats to have put up nakedly partisan politicians who are preening for the cameras as their prosecutors, because they probably offended the jury. And they've offended the jury by doing something else. When you talk, when you're just giving your opinion, conjecture, assumptions, insinuation, wishful thinking, you're not providing evidence, you're not providing facts. Some of those Democratic senator questions today basically said, do you have any evidence of X? Do you have any? And they repeated themselves. They think they're on a TV show. They're not under oath.
Kellyanne, a lot of folks who are reaching out on Twitter to me, because we've been covering the real legal aspects of this case from the beginning, say, well, why is it that the White House seems to have people burrowed in as detailees from other departments or CIA who are working perhaps right now against the president's agenda in foreign policy and domestic policy? And is that not a continuing Achilles heel for this administration if they're still in the White House today?
Question. Well, it would be if that is true. And even not just at the White House, but throughout the administration. And I think people talk about the deep state. I talk about the shallow state. So it doesn't even have to be that deep, and you haven't had to be there that long. But if you're working across purposes to the president's agenda, he appreciates when people push back or have a dissenting view, a diversity of opinion. I was actually in an Oval Office briefing on an issue today where that was exactly what was happening. But working across purposes, if you're attacking the presidency and you're attacking the agenda, and there are so many people out there who want to serve in this administration.
So are you confident they're not
people? No, I'm not confident. And I've expressed that many times to many people. I am not confident about that. And I am confident about one thing, that MAGA World has a point when they say there are so many of us who would love to serve in this administration and never got a chance. And so I think that is a question for personnel, and that is a
presidential
question
for
frankly for transition.
Yeah, that's that of course is what we've been talking about for so long about this administration, is that the people that are so disloyal, you know, the traitors, if you will, that try and destroy Donald Trump on a daily basis, that work around him. People don't understand that this man works with these people wanting to destroy him every living moment of their life. Work right next to her. That's what she said. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future, right? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Well, you know, we've got a few more minutes left here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. And the new website, which is we're rocking and rolling on that one this week, is ncs51.com, ncs51.com. We're putting that together. It's going to have a lot of stuff finally thrown up there. Been under the weather for the last week, actually, almost a week now, 5-6 days. And of course, we've been delayed on a number of different things, so we'll be back and doing things today, getting everything all taken care of. We're coming up to the next hour, and we're going to be talking in the next 2 hours, actually, about the San Francisco Chronicle, the Communist San Francisco Chronicle. Now, and say, Paul, you're being real harsh on the San Francisco Chronicle. Listen, it's a once, in my opinion, great newspaper. And, I mean, really, I think it has been. But it's a has-been. And now what they're trying to do is go after, they're playing the game of the government, with the government, alongside the government. They're working alongside as companions to the government. That's the problem. California state government, which absolutely is going after our guns and destroying our First Amendment, Second Amendment, our Third and Fourth, all of our constitutional rights. That's the sole function, I believe now, of the communist California government. We're in communism in California. Get over it, people. People are wringing their hands. The legislature is doing this, the legislature, and then the governor signs this. And I'm going, yeah, you got a problem with that? They're just being communist. Come on, you're okay with that, right? We'll just live under communism, and pretty soon we won't have any property rights. The government will take care of everything. They'll give you $5 a week, a pittance to live on. You can have that. You can go to your job, whatever job that happens to be. You got to be reporting at 7 a.m. in the morning, and if you don't, they'll come looking for you. If they don't like you, they'll probably, well, take you off to the funny farm, right? Re-education camps. So the San Francisco Chronicle has joined forces now with the state government of California to take away your Second Amendment rights. Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.